everybody, and welcome back to Chester's Book Club, starring Chester and Mummy.
No. Mummy and Zupa Dupa. Snag-a-lag.
Hello, Zupa Dupa. What flavour are you?
Rainbow flavour.
If you don't know what a Zupa Dupa is like an icy pole. Yeah.
It's an icy pole, but it's the same as an icy pole, but an icy pole is just, it's split in three bits and then it's stuck together.
Yeah, and a Zupa Dupa, it's not on a stick, it's just in a plastic sleeve. And it's like an icy pole. Anyway.
And it's the three parts stuck together.
Okay. So, before we start today's episode, next episode is going to be a pretty special one. We've got a competition coming up, so make sure you stay tuned to our next episode after this. But today, we are reading a book for Lucy, who is 5 years old. Lucy actually wrote to us and requested a different book that we couldn't get. And we said, do you know what, Lucy? We think you might like this book that we have in our little library here, because it's a good one. And it's called...
The Paper Bag Princess.
Yes. And it is by Robert Munch. It's a really good one. It's one of my favourites, actually. Elizabeth was a beautiful princess. She lived in a castle and had expensive princess clothes. She was going to marry a prince named Ronald. Unfortunately, a dragon smashed her castle, burned all her clothes with his fiery breath, and carried off Prince Ronald. Elizabeth decided to chase the dragon and get Ronald back. She looked everywhere for something to wear, but the only thing she could find that was not burnt was a paper bag. So she put on the paper bag and followed the dragon. He was easy to follow because he left a trail of burnt forest and horse bones. It is very easy to see where the dragon has gone. Finally, Elizabeth came to the cave with a large door that had a huge knocker on it. She took hold of the knocker and banged on the door. The dragon stuck his nose out of the door and said, "Well, a princess. I love to eat princesses, but I've already eaten a whole castle today. I'm a very busy dragon. Come back tomorrow." He slammed the door so fast that Elizabeth almost caught her nose. Elizabeth grabbed the knocker and banged on the door again. The dragon stuck his nose out of the door and said, "Go away. I love to eat princesses, but I have already eaten a whole castle today. I'm a very busy dragon. Come back tomorrow." "Wait," shouted Elizabeth. "Is it true that you are the smartest and fiercest dragon in the whole world?" "Yes," said the dragon. "Is it true," said Elizabeth, "that you can burn up 10 forests with your fiery breath?" "Oh, yes," said the dragon, and he took a huge deep breath and breathed out so much fire that he burnt up to 50 forests. "Fantastic," said Elizabeth, and the dragon took another huge breath and breathed out so much fire that he burnt up 100 forests. "Magnificent," said Elizabeth, and the dragon took another huge breath, but this time nothing came out. The dragon didn't even have enough fire to cook a meatball. Elizabeth said, "Dragon, is it true that you can fly around the world in just 10 seconds? "Why, yes," said the dragon, and he jumped up and flew all the way around the world in just 10 seconds. He was very tired when he got back, but Elizabeth shouted, "Fantastic, do it again." So the dragon jumped up and flew around the whole world again in just 20 seconds. When he got back, he was too tired to talk, and he lay down and went straight to sleep. Elizabeth whispered very softly, "Hey, dragon!" The dragon didn't move at all. She lifted up the dragon's ear and put her head right inside. She shouted as loud as she could, "Hey, dragon!" The dragon was so tired he didn't even move. Do you think everyone's enjoying hearing you slurp your Zupa Dupa, Chester? You could do it a bit more quietly. Elizabeth walked right over to the dragon and opened the door to the cave. Elizabeth walked right over the dragon and opened the door to the cave. There was Prince Ronald. He looked at her and said, "Elizabeth, you are a mess. You smell like ashes. Your hair is all tangled and you are wearing a dirty old paper bag. Come back when you are dressed like a real princess." "Ronald," said Elizabeth, "your clothes are really pretty and your hair is very neat. You look like a real prince, but you are a bum." They didn't get married after all. The end. Did you enjoy that, Zupa Dupa? Yep. Well, Lucy, we hoped you enjoyed that book too. If you have a book you would like to request, you can email us at chestersbookclub@gmail.com. You can just email us to say hello. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like our show, you can subscribe through Spotify or wherever you're listening to this podcast, and we'll see you again next time. Bye.